Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, October the 31st, All Hallows' Eve. The fall season is a time of rebalancing light and dark, and accepting impermanence as we transition from summer's sunny warmth to winter's chill. Daylight wanes and darkness increases as fall progresses, reminding us of the perpetual tension between the balance of light and dark in the world and within each of us. Whether we refer to this instability as a contrast between light and dark, good and evil, yin and yang, or some other set of seeming opposites, this dichotomy is a way of describing what often seem like opposing forces, forces in conflict with one another, both in the world around us and within ourselves. Because we occasionally discern within ourselves these chaotic and disturbing forces that we see in the world, we do our best to keep these under wraps, hidden, even from ourselves, because we have been conditioned to fear them. We fear their impact on us and others if they ever ran amok. Halloween is actually helpful in our consideration of such things. It's an opportunity to place these considerations within the context of millennia of folklore, myth, and primeval human fears, and costume our alter egos and these fears in hopefully harmless, acceptable ways, even if only for a few hours. The more we reflect upon this, the more seriously we allow ourselves to consider and perhaps even deal with some of our persistent, dare I use the word, demons. When we consider what we consider to be our darker nature has much to teach us if we will allow it. We ignore or repress it at our peril. I once attended a Halloween costume party at a parishioner's home, dressed as Satan. It didn't go well, but I learned some things. As nature works to achieve balance, so can we. In understanding and achieving the right balance around and within ourselves, we learn about ourselves and God. Good balance is not possible without a conjoining of the two. Jesus was keenly aware of this struggle because he experienced it within himself. And he taught everyone who was paying attention what to embrace and what to let go and when and why. He reminds us of God's presence in all things, in all places, and at all times. He shows us that God's love within and around us is the only way through, and the only way we can achieve something like equilibrium in this life and in the world. In Christ, we find the courage to embrace the impermanence everywhere around us in this transitional season of fall. If deciduous trees were like us, they'd never let go their leaves. Instead, when they became convinced that they simply had to go, they'd have them gently removed by the best surgeon they could find, and then packed carefully in boxes and stored safely in attic or basement. If necessary, they'd even rent a mini warehouse, anything to preserve their various bits of vital self. But instead, they just let the chlorophyll go, and the brilliant color reveal itself in all its glory. They seal off the tiny branches attached to each leaf and send them sailing. Trees know something deep down that we tend to know only superficially, something that comes from their deep rootedness in God's good earth. There are more leaves coming, new leaves, hidden in the promise of a new season, a new spring. New life, new growth, and new color will reveal themselves in due time. Because trees know this, they can let go, embrace impermanence, and do so in spectacular fashion. Christ hopes that their wisdom will rise like sap within us and help us to do likewise. And it does when we are rooted in Christ. Balancing light and dark and accepting impermanence are but some of the profound lessons of fall. As we learn and relearn these lessons, something powerful and healing courses through us, something renewing that helps us through the looming winter. Something that speaks continuously to us of the incredible freshness of the ultimate spring that God always has in mind. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.